With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Chinese government announced it would curb critical mineral exports to countries like the United States, sparking an immediate response from the White House. President Donald Trump threatened to up the ante in the trade war with promises to sharply hike tariffs in response to the Chinese government's mineral export plan. Reports say that Trump promised additional duties of 100% on China's U.S.-bound exports, along with new export controls on any and all critical software by November 1st. That's a mere 9 days before the existing tariff relief will expire. President Trump also appeared to question the possibility of keeping a meeting with the Chinese president in a couple of weeks. "I haven't canceled it," Trump told reporters. "I would assume we might have it, but Beijing has never confirmed the meeting." The American Soybean Association expressed significant concerns that no meeting would push back a possible trade agreement. If Congress passed legislation that allowed for year-round nationwide access to E15 fuel, corn use in ethanol could increase by 50% at full implementation, supporting a higher market for the price of corn. New analysis from the National Corn Growers Association says it would also promote energy stability for Americans. Congress could address the economic crisis affecting corn growers by passing legislation that would make higher blends of ethanol readily accessible to all Americans, said NCGA President Jed Bauer. "We urge Congress to act now to make that happen." The NCGA has spent months calling on Congress to pass the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act of 2025, which would eliminate an outdated regulation that prevents the sale of fuel with 15% ethanol blends, referred to as E15. The organization has highlighted research showing that year-round access to E15 helps farmers and rural communities while boosting energy security. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers monthly flash report said the sales of all tractors during September of 2025 in the U.S. were up 4% from the same month last year. In September, dealers sold a total of nearly 18,000 tractors, which compares to just over 17,000 sold in September of 2024. For the month, two-wheel drive smaller tractors under 40 horsepower sales were up 3% from last year, while those 40 and under 100 horsepower were up 17%. That was offset by a sharp drop in the sales of larger tractor models. Combine sales in September totaled 414, which was down 22% from the same time last year. For the year, tractor sales are down 8%. 100-plus horsepower tractor sales down 25%, while sales of four-wheel drive tractors are down 39%. For the year, combine sales totaling 2,668 through September, which is 40% below the same time a year ago. The farmland market continued its year-long search for direction in the third quarter. The economists at Agricultural Economic Insights say that depending on the survey and the time frame, farmland prices moved slightly up, down a bit, or stayed flat. This is evidence of a market that is plateauing and trying to find reasons for prices to go either up or down. The factors influencing the land market continued to be in flux, with more questions than answers at this juncture. Activity in the farmland market during the fourth quarter of 2025 and into 2026 will depend on buyers' and sellers' views of the ever-changing factors. The supply of farmland for sale and the level of demand to buy it will continue to be the big influencing factors in the land market. One of the biggest unknowns is the geopolitical factor, including tariffs, trade negotiations, and U.S. grain and livestock exports. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.